to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm doing great. How are you, Aisha?
I am doing well. Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. I said, name a popular automobile import, make plus model, add the letter V and anagram the result. You'll name a popular ethnic food. And the answer is the Kia Soul. Add a V and scramble, you get souvlaki.
Oh, okay. There were 545 correct entries, so this might have been a little tricky for folks. This week's winner is Kevin Tinney of Denver, Colorado. Congratulations, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been playing for about 5 years, listening for closer to 20.
Okay. And so this is your first time winning.
Indeed.
And apparently this is going to be a surprise for your boys. When they hear this, they'll know the surprise.
Oh, they're going to go nuts.
Because how old are your boys? And they listen to the puzzle?
They do. They're 11 and 9, and they listen with my wife and I every single Sunday morning.
Oh, my goodness. And are they really good at it?
They're getting there.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see how they do today, because you'll be there to get their reaction. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Hanging out with my family mostly. We spend a lot of time together. We write music and read to each other a lot.
Oh, that is wonderful. Well, Kevin, I have to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As I'll ever be.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Kevin and Aisha. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first two letters of each word are the same state postal abbreviation. For example, if I said Colorado, an everyday ailment that there's no cure for, you would say common cold, because the abbreviation for Colorado is CO, and that starts both words common and cold. Here you go. First one is Florida, a sudden rush of water down a stream bed.
Flash flood.
That's right. Wisconsin, an aid in seeing a road when it rains.
Aid when seeing a road. Window.
What's on the front of your car?
Window wiper. Or windshield wiper.
Windshield wipers, right? Louisiana, a deep blue gem with a Latin name.
Ooh, deep blue gem. Louisiana. Lapis.
Maybe I'll just tell you this one. Do you know lapis lazuli?
There you go.
Lapislazuli.
Okay, I wasn't going to get that.
There's your vocabulary builder for the day. Your next one is California, a Christmas tree decoration you can eat.
Candy cane.
That's it. Pennsylvania, a tricky thing to learn to do with a car.
Parallel park.
That's right. Indiana, something a stockbroker is not allowed to share.
Inside information.
Excellent. Alabama, star of MASH.
Alan Alda.
Right. Massachusetts, female disciple who anointed the feet of Jesus.
Mary Magdalene.
That's correct. Maine, tribal doctors.
Medicine men.
That's right. Delaware, an event in which vehicles go around a track crashing into each other.
Demolition derby.
Good job. Georgia, part of the dashboard that measures from full to empty.
Gas gauge.
That's right. Here's your last one. Washington, a city in Washington.
Walla Walla.
You got it. Boy, except for lapis lazuli, you just blazed through that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you didn't even need any help. You just went toot, 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 toot. You were wet, and you were so fast, I was still trying to think of the abbreviation when you had already got it. So, I mean, you did a wonderful job. How do you feel?
I feel fantastic.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Kevin, what member station do you listen to?
We're at 90.1 Colorado Public Radio.
That's Kevin Tinney of Denver, Colorado. Thanks for playing the puzzle. Your boys will be proud.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it's a funny challenge from Mark Scott of Seattle. Think of a famous actress, first and last names, interchange the first and last letters of these names. That is, move the first letter of the first name to the start of the last name and the first letter of the last name to the start of the first name. Say the result out loud, and you'll get some advice on fermenting milk. What is it? So again, famous actors, first and last names, interchange the first and last letters of those names. Say the result out loud, and you'll get some advice on fermenting milk. What advice is that?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, November 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.